Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case
Watch. Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And we're back.
Hi, guys.
Long time no see.
Word
to your mother. Let's just do this for the entire show.
That'd I think they'll just love that. So guys, the best of episode was one that I picked.
Yes, it was.
Because that is one of the most interesting cases I think we've ever done. It involved somebody voluntarily letting somebody murder them. And it also involved cannibalism. Very interesting. I can't get that one out of my mind. It is so bizarre.
I should go back and listen to that one.
Yes, you should.
I didn't listen. Charity was just like, hey, this week, let's throw this episode up. I was like, there you go.
Yep.
Works for me.
I'm like, I want this one. Do it. Do it. Because I can't do it.
I was unfortunately in the path of totality.
Yes.
Just a week early.
Yes.
I had to be up there for that.
Yes, yes, yes.
What a nightmare I've seen traffic in New England has been the last 2 days, even today.
Oh, well, yesterday it was because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Everybody was going to Maine, right? No, Maine and Vermont.
Yep.
Because they had total coverage, right?
Yep. Upstate, you know, New Hampshire as well. Mm-hmm. Northumberland and stuff like that.
It did look really cool around here too, though. It did.
So me and her kid were outside. He got glasses.
Yep.
So I was like, let me check them out. So I did, and it was pretty cool.
It's really cool.
You know the thing that I understand now, and like this is a hot take. People suck.
Oh yeah.
Facebook's horrible.
Yes.
Even people that you think are your friends, they're all dumb. Like, I'll be 100% honest with you. I have never been so just let down by Facebook than I was yesterday.
Really?
Oh, 100%. People like to just rain on other people's parades. Guess what? The eclipse isn't for everybody.
No, it's not. But some people got so excited.
Some people enjoyed it.
I liked seeing the people at the Pru, the Prudential. They were way up top, so yep, they could be close to it.
So our local weather person, Kellyanne Chickalise, who
yes,
works down here in Boston, was up in Vermont and got to see it.
Oh, I watched her
live.
So cool. And guys, because eclipses aren't that rare, okay? But this one was a total eclipse. I got really excited about this. A total eclipse. And I wish
heart.
I had, he couldn't help himself. I wish I had read about this sooner because I would have driven up there because this only happens every like 440 years. So we will never in our lifetime see a full eclipse again. I mean, we saw it on TV. We didn't see it here. We just had I think it was like 94%.
Yeah, it looked like it was getting ready to have a severe thunderstorm.
Yes, and let me tell you, that just proves how strong that sun is. The fact that it was 94% covered and it was still light outside.
Yeah.
I thought it was very cool. So, I'm sorry.
It dropped about 10 degrees.
It did, I know.
It was awesome.
It was really cool. I found it to be very cool.
I did too. So I was like, Mark's safe from caring about the eclipse. And, oh, I can't believe the schools let kids out early to watch the eclipse. And
oh,
blah,
my God.
Blah, blah. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Did you see there was a family from Mass that they interviewed that drove, she and her, I think she had like 8 kids or something, drove all the way up there because she knew it was so going to be something that'll never happen again. So she wanted them to see it. And I thought that was so cool. I really did.
Yeah, the next one's like 40 years away. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Mark's not living another 40 years.
Stop that.
Oh, 100% not living another
Mark,
40 years.
Mark, I see
years.
You're still not drinking your soda.
Yeah, still on water.
How many LBs are you down? Or you're not weighing yourself?
I've gained 5 pounds.
No way.
Yes, I quit soda and I don't eat snacks anymore. And I'm just eating three meals a day?
Are you gaining muscle? Because you're very, you're moving around a lot.
Does this look like muscle?
It does.
Thank you. It's not. So
it's not, he says.
In closing, don't rain on other people's parades. If something's not for you,
who cares?
Move on.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, you don't know that there could have been a kid watching this eclipse yesterday and just went, that is the coolest thing I ever
That's
seen.
That's right.
I want to be an astronomer.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be an astronaut. Yeah. I want to do something. So, I mean, just because you are a loser and want to post how bad and dumb the eclipse is and can't believe people took work off and blah, 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 and they're traveling, go be miserable in your own little house with no windows and just don't talk
to anybody.
See,
I never understand people like that. What do you care? Like, if something brings somebody joy that you think is stupid, why do you have to state it? It doesn't matter what you think. Let people be happy, guys.
See, for me, I'll tell you what. It was absolute banner weekend for me. Anybody who listens to the show longer than a minute knows that I love professional wrestling. So I went, started off with SmackDown on Friday, two nights of WrestleMania, Raw. I had the Eclipse, and now we're recording. Like, this is a banner couple days for me, and it was great all the way around.
Mark's winning, guys, today.
Yeah,
winning.
Yes.
I have a story that many of you probably may have heard of. There was even a movie loosely based on one of the key players in this story.
Your face is scaring me.
Yeah, it does involve children, guys. So if that's a trigger for you, please just know this might not be one for you. I can, before the real yucky stuff starts, I will let you guys know. Just because.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'm going to do my best with the names. Okay?
Oh, buckle up, guys. This is going to get fun.
Yes, because it's in Czechoslovakia. So the names are a little difficult for Charity to pronounce. Who are we kidding? Regular old names are hard for me to pronounce. Anyways. Meow. Oh, thank you, Mark. Get your fingers ready for the douchers.
I think this is my, hold on. I think this is my favorite one.
Illinois, S is silent.
That is, I like the pause she does, yeah, and then it's like, great. S is silent. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Clara Marova was born in 1975 in Kurim, Czechoslovakia. There wasn't much about her early life, but it's been said that throughout her teenage years, Clara had pretty severe mental issues accompanied by severe depression. That is never good, guys. I always feel bad for anybody who is struggling in that way.
Yes.
She and her younger sister, Katarina, I really like the name Katarina. I think it's really pretty.
Isn't there a skater?
Katarina
Witt or Witt,
yes!
Or something like
and,
that?
And Clara is spelled with a K, which I like.
That's odd.
It kept trying to like autocorrect it. So in some places it's with a C because at one point I was just like, all right, I know it's Clara. So anyways.
I'm going to teach you this thing that you can do where you can
tell it
to learn the word the way you want.
Oh, that would be, you're going to teach me that? Mark, can you have a workshop for me?
It's literally three mouse clicks, so it's pretty easy.
So anyways, Katrina, her younger sister, also struggled with mental issues and both of them thought they were put on Earth to do God's work.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess somebody here is a
cock-a-doodle douche.
Yes. It's more than one person, actually. Okay. The sisters were constantly talking about where their life was headed and what they needed to do for God. Okay, that doesn't sound like a bad thing, right?
No.
Clara graduated high school, and at the age of 20, she went to college. So that was good. And she, you know, still couldn't get the idea out of her head that she was destined for greater things. Again, not a bad thing if you want to devote your life to God and, you know, whatever God you may believe in and you want to do good things for the world. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I also thought it was destined for greater things, but here I am.
This is your greater thing.
Right.
Case watch.
Boy, what a letdown life is then.
So Clara began living on her own and met a man friend. She and this man friend shacked up, got married, and got pregnant pretty darn quick.
Meow.
Mm-hmm, meow. She ended up having two boys, naming them Andrej and Jacob. So Andrej is spelled O-N-D-R-E-J, and Jacob is spelled J-A-K-U-B. I love that. Jacob.
Yeah, I've seen
Jacob,
that before.
I like that. Apparently, Clara was abusive and had bouts of angry, violent behavior towards her husband. That's never good.
Nope.
So I guess she was, you know, maybe beating on him, yelling at him, and demeaning him, all the not so nice things at all.
Here we go. Hot take. Ready? If you're with somebody, man, woman, doesn't matter. Man, man, woman, woman, man, woman. I don't care. Just be nice to the other person.
I agree.
Instead of beating them or mm-hmm. any of this or killing them, you don't want to be with them. Just leave.
That's right.
I just don't understand these
I don't
people.
Get it either.
I don't
what?
Get it.
I don't know. It's something that we... Domestic violence is something that we...
Sickening.
It is, and we don't understand it. And I would like to have people on to help us understand Absolutely. It a little bit better. The two ended up divorcing, and Clara had to raise the two boys as a single mother. So I have no idea where the dude went. Sounds like he took off. Many have said that even though she was an angry ass towards her husband, she was a great mother to her boys and seemed to love them very much. Being a mother all alone started to take a toll on her. So she moved in with her sister, Katerina, and brought her children along. So that was nice that Katerina was like, you know what? Come on over.
Come on over.
I'll help you with the kids.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this alone. I mean, still close, supportive. I like that.
That's nice. But you're scaring me.
Well, I'm not sure it was a good idea for the sisters to be living together, back sharing their views of their calling to God and the fact that they both had mental instabilities. I'm not sure
okay.
that was a good thing. Katerina was in college at the time and met a friend and brought her home to meet Clara. Let's talk a little bit about who this friend was.
Oh, boy.
So this friend, her name was Barbara with an O-R-A, Skrlova. And to say she had some interesting aspects about herself was an understatement. She was a 33-year-old woman that had a disease that made her look like a 12-year-old girl. And just like the sisters, Barbara had mental issues. So can we hold for 1 second? Because do you remember more recently the woman that was adopted by an American family who thought she was a little girl?
Yes.
And she claimed she didn't know she was a little girl. This reminded me so much of her.
Are you talking about the one locally?
No, I'm talking about, hold on a second. Natalia Grace is her name. She made it to Wikipedia, so I asked my bestie, Miss Wiki. And it says she was a Ukrainian-born American with dwarfism who in 2010, actually, so this wasn't too far off, was adopted by an American family but abandoned by them 2 years later. Barnett's adopted parents claimed that Barnett was a legal adult, and in 2012, they successfully sought a court legally charging her birth year from changing her birth year from 2003 to 1989.
Oh, wow.
So through an August 2023 DNA test, the health testing company estimated that Grace was about 20 years old, meaning she was 9 years old when her adoptive parents abandoned her. So she really was a kid.
Okay.
This one, not so much.
Oh.
But really did look like a kid.
Well, I know there was one more recently where it was kind of in this area where
yes.
she was a teacher and then yes. decided she wanted to be
Oh, that
a kid.
Was Oh, that yeah. Was weird. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, that took a different turn anyways.
Yes.
So, at one point, Barbara's issues got so bad she was hospitalized in a psychiatric facility. All she learned while she was there was that she could easily take advantage of people. She knew she could act like a little girl and people would believe she was a little girl. She used this many times throughout her life to manipulate people and situations. She escaped from the mental institution easily undetected. There's actually a movie, like I talked about earlier, that's loosely based on Barbara, and it's called The Orphan.
Hmm.
Has anyone seen it? It's creepy.
I have not, but now I might want to.
This shady little lady would pretend to be a 12-year-old girl.
Hold on. Hold on.
Meow.
Bravo. Shady little lady.
Did you like that?
That was top notch.
I
had to give you credit for that.
Thank you, Mark.
Wow, that made me giggle. That was a good one.
She'd pretend to be a 12-year-old girl when it suited her. She did this to more than one family. Some have said she was even adopted by a family that believed she was a little girl. She apparently had two separate personalities. She came across as a strong, independent, tiny little woman, or she came across as a little girl. Let's just say that Clara and Katerina's lives started to change as soon as Barbara came along. Now, in some places I read that Katerina played into Barbara against her sister, but in many places that's not how it looked. So that's okay. I didn't take that route because I don't know for a fact exactly. So I'm just going to read what my research told mostly.
Okay.
Okay. So Barbara fed right into their mental illusions about what they were supposed to do for God, etc. The sisters' entire personalities began to change. I think Barbara was more than just influencing them. She was brainwashing them, in my opinion.
Okay.
Definitely. So she was jealous of the children and would do things to get them in trouble with Clara. She convinced the sisters to join a cult called Grail Cult. Now, Miss Wiki got a lot of action on this one because I asked her again. And she sent me this about the Grail movement. Okay?
I'm ready.
The Grail, it says Grail, guys.
Oh, jeez.
The Grail movement is an organization originated in Germany in the late 1940s by the work of the self-proclaimed.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Named Messiah Oscar Ernst Bernhardt. Before I continue, when I just sounded like Beavis and Butthead, I just got this little gem at Walmart.
Oh, yes. Look
and
at
they
that.
Have a bunch of new ones, and they had a Beavis and Butthead one, and they only had two smalls. I was going to try to get you one and me one so we could match. I was so mad.
That stinks.
Because we are Beavis and Butthead. Dumb Anyways, Walmart. Sorry. The Grail message is in the light of truth. The movement itself was organized by the followers. So he didn't organize the group. The group came around him.
Okay.
The Grail movement is a new spiritual movement dedicated to the dissemination and spread of the work in the light of truth. Most members are spread across Europe. There are about 10,000 members worldwide. So the actual movement doesn't seem like it is a cult at all, just a religious movement. To me, it sounds like a person slash people made it into that. So it sounds to me that it was a good base. And then just like anything else, somebody veered off, a piece veered off here, and then they connected.
That's what ends up
happening. That's what happens, right? Yep. One of the main messages of the Grail movement is, quote, man can thrive by doing good things on earth, end quote. So that's a good, right?
Yeah.
It's a good message. No wonder why Clara and Katrina were so easily convinced to join the said cult, as they wholeheartedly believe they were put on earth to do God's work. Anyways, now they have a whole group, right?
Oh, boy, this is going to get interesting.
Like, maybe they thought they could do more in a group with like-minded individuals.
Sure. Let's right? go with that. I know you well enough to know that this is not the case.
Hey, guys, this cult had many rules. Do you want to hear them?
I do.
I mean, most of cults do, right?
Yeah, I think they do.
And all of these rules were told by Barbara herself.
Okay.
And did I say already that Barbara is with, yeah, an O-R-A. Isn't that Barbara?
Maybe it is.
No, it is. That's how she spelled
Barbara.
It.
Barbara.
Instead of Barbara. Oh.
Maybe it's Barbara.
Maybe because every time I did the talk to text, I had to correct the A-R-A.
That's funny.
But I don't care if I mess up her name. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, for instance, it wasn't looked down upon to murder or eat someone. That was totally fine.
That's odd.
If you were called to eat somebody, then just do it.
No.
Incest was also considered acceptable. No biggie. Not a big deal.
That's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All those belonging to the cult got orders sent to them by an unknown person that was referred to as the doctor.
There was some weird guy who basically would be like, let's see what we can get these idiots to do today.
I don't know if he actually existed.
Oh.
In some places, it was said that it was Barbara's real father, but I think that was just speculation. I don't
now
know.
Now you got me wondering.
The doctor would simply text his followers an order or if he needed to get in touch with them for any reason. Guys, that is amazing. That's like such an awesome present day cult leader.
I
like you. They just text. You don't even have to talk on the phone. You don't have to go to a religious gathering. You just get a text from your leader and you just do what they say.
I wish people could see the smile on my face right now because people are actually believing this stuff. Wow.
That's what the cult leaders do nowadays.
Okay.
They don't just build like places and you know, make it military safe anymore. You can just stay in your home and get texts.
I need you to do this and do that and make me rich and do this.
I need you to steal $1,000 and send $999 of it to me.
Why not the full $1,000?
Because they get paid for stealing it.
Oh, that's the cut down?
If I was the cult leader, I wouldn't make them give it all.
Seriously, you can keep a couple of those.
I would
pennies.
Be the most horrible cult leader. It would be bad. People would be like, no. Because it would be silly things I would ask them to do.
Oh, my God. I want to know what the people's I want to know what our crime creeps, stupid things that they would do if they were a cult leader.
Oh, yeah.
Social media, guys.
Please do it.
The Case Watch Crime Creep group. Go ahead and do the right thing. You know what you're going to do. You need to go in there and tell us all the fun things you're going to do if you were a cult leader.
Well, that was my other question. Like, did the doctor have social media? Facebook, Insta, Snapchat? Did he send a Snapchat?
Oh, my God.
Of a location where they needed to meet up? I don't know.
This is great.
Right? The doctor did not believe in social structure, though. He was all for peeps being hoes. Where's the meow? Mark, your job is over there.
Meow.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was totally fine with abusing children.
No.
And he was a big supporter of slavery.
No.
He sounds like an amazing dude, right?
This is no.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. The more into the cult she got, the stranger Clara began to act. She stopped taking care of herself altogether. No more showering, and she dressed in old rags. She even shaved all of her hair and eyebrows off as well. There's pictures, guys.
Wait a minute. All of her hair?
I don't know if all the hair on her body was shaven off. The hair on her scalp and her hair on her eyebrows. Other than that, it did not state if all of the hair on her body was removed.
Yeah.
But she looks creepy.
I'm going to need more info.
And
on
she's
this.
Not an unattractive woman, but okay. She looks really creepy all shaved off like that, which I think was the reason for it, but I don't know why.
That's odd.
Katerina was said to be very supportive of Clara and Barbara. Barbara. I like Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah. Ugh.
Is she a bad person?
Yeah.
Barbora. Yeah.
That's how we're saying it for the rest.
There we go.
When acting like a child, Barbara was very jealous of Clara's children. She felt that Clara belonged to her and no one else.
Really?
Yeah. In some places it said that Clara was looking to adopt her. But because she could pretend to be a child. But again, I don't know if that was just speculation or something that somebody else made up. So I didn't put it in here. But weird.
That is weird.
Anyways, the little tiny evil woman hated watching Clara's interaction with her children. She really started getting into Clara's head, you know, telling her that the children were bad and doing very bad things. She said they needed to be punished by their mother. She was even able to get Clara to agree to put children in a cage.
What?
Yeah. There's some abuse talk coming up, guys, but it's not the... I'll let you know when the real horrible stuff... I mean, it's all extremely, really horrible. I want to take away my statement, but it gets really horrific. Yeah. The boys would be in the cage all day long. And I believe they were 9 and 11 at the time. So they were still young boys. The cage was put in the attic of the house, and food would be passed through the cages so the children could eat. Although... it was very little food. It was like scraps.
Huh.
That really took a horrible turn fast, if you ask me. It was clear that Barbara was the leader of the household. The sisters did whatever she told them to do. The boys' abuse continued, only getting worse. They were burned with cigarettes, beaten mercifully, and shocked frequently while in the cage.
Why?
I don't know. And if anyone came to the house for a visit, they were gagged so no one could hear their screams and cries. Oh, my God.
I don't like these people.
They were given less and less food. They were starving, pretty much. They were never bathed. The only time water hit their little bodies was when it was poured over them, ice cold water. And they were, of course, naked when this was done. and they were kept naked most of the time when they were in the cage. These poor children were treated like animals. Can you imagine what was going through their little minds? They had a fairly normal life with a mother that seemed to love them a lot. And bam, the evil, teeny tiny woman named Barbora comes in their lives and they start getting abused. The sisters started to act like they enjoyed abusing the children. It's always so fascinating to me how so many people can be brainwashed so easily, right?
Well, here's the thing when it can get really sick, because you have seen cases of stuff like this before. Let's say there's three kids.
Yeah.
They'll pick one and make them superior to the other two.
Yes.
And then that kid will no longer be getting beat.
Yeah.
And it's like a, how do we get to that level? It's sickening.
Go ahead.
I was finished. It's sickening that there's people out there that do this.
Well, and it also seems that the people doing the brainwashing can somehow seek out those vulnerable people that they know they can brainwash. So like Clara and her sister both had mental issues. They both talked openly about the calling they felt from God. To her, she probably looked at them and was like, sweet. Right? And she herself had major mental problems as well.
Ka-ching, this works for me. That's what she was.
Yep. After almost a year of being caged in torture, Barbara had decided on a new sick way to hurt the boys.
Oh, boy.
As if what was already happening wasn't sick enough. So, guys, this is where if you get triggered, this next part could trigger you even more. So if you want to fast forward over this and skip this part, totally understandable, okay?
Alrighty. You have been warned.
Yes. So Barbara told the sisters to feed the boys until they were fat.
What?
So they could cut their flesh and eat it in front of them.
What?
Yeah. Remember, the boys were still in the cage, right?
Yeah.
So they were probably delighted when they were actually being fed real food and starting to feel strong. Maybe they thought, oh my gosh, this is going to turn around. Mom's not going to be crazy anymore. Maybe she does love us again. Oh, I can't even imagine it.
This is so sad.
So when they were bigger and gained enough weight for Clara to cut into their bodies, her own children's bodies, as they screamed in pain. Oh my God. So the first time they did it, she cut herself to her children, three good pieces of flesh out of them. And the three sick women ate the flesh right in front of them.
I am speechless.
How sick can someone be? That is the most disgusting of disgusting. Those are your children. I don't even care if they're not your children. It's still just as gross to me.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine the horror that these boys felt and went through. As we will see later in the story, there were three other individuals that were said to be part of the boys' torture as well.
Oh, great.
Yep. These individuals were said to have cut the flesh off the boys, but instead of them eating it, they were told to make the boys eat their own flesh while they watched.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Think about this for a second, Mark. Three other individuals, adult individuals, took part in cutting flesh from the little boys' bodies instead of turning the other torturous individuals into the police. That was their chance to say, I am not partaking in this. Yeah. I am calling the police.
This is amazing to me.
It's gross. Barbora. I like that I totally got rid of the first R in that.
Oh, yeah.
Decided it would be important to have a camera, like a baby monitor, a device they could put in the room with the boys so she could constantly watch them and hear them. Probably for her own enjoyment, I would assume, right?
What a piece of crap.
Right? Katerina was the chosen sister to make this happen, and she did so. No questions asked. It's almost like these two sisters became robots, just being programmed to do whatever this, I don't even know what you want to call her, woman told them to do.
Sickening.
The device was installed just like asked, and the boys were monitored all day long. What happened next, in my, again, opinion, guys, was a divine intervention, right? There's a reason that Barbara was called to put a camera and baby monitor in that room, and it was to save the children, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. A new little family with a baby moved in next door to the sister's house. The father bought a camera / monitor to put in his little son's room. And it happened to be the same exact device that Katerina had bought. Signals must have become intertwined because one day, while the baby's mother was looking at the monitor to see her baby, how her baby was doing, she saw something horrible.
Oh, boy.
She witnessed the three women abusing the little boys in the attic. The father, she notified her husband, obviously, and he was smart enough to record the horrific images and then call the police. So he got evidence, hard evidence of what was going on. And he knew it had to be the house right next door because it had to be that close for it to get intertwined.
Yeah, the signal's not going to go that far.
Because the signals had to be that close, like we said. So on May 10th of 2007, police knocked on the sister's door demanding to see the boys. Clara and Katerina tried to block the entrance to the attic, but the police weren't having it. They pushed through and got to the boys. They described what they saw as pure evil. As soon as they entered the room in the attic where the boys were, they were hit with the smell of urine, feces, and blood. There was blood all over the walls, and their feet were sticking to the floor from all of the blood and bodily fluids left there. This was over a full year of torture, guys.
This is sickening.
The boys had horrible cuts all over their bodies, and one of them wasn't conscious. Barb Hora was seen standing in front of the cage holding a teddy bear. Let's go back and remember, she looked exactly like a 12-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
She ran to one of the officers crying, saying her name was Annika and that she was just 12 years old. She went on to say that Clara had adopted her. When the officers began to tend to the boys, she took off. It was at that time it was realized just who this little woman was and that she was the mastermind of orchestrating the horrible abuse of the boys. Actually, I don't know if it was exactly at that time. I don't know. Maybe for a little bit, they might have thought she was a little girl and that she needed to be found because there was a search for her.
Yeah, because she probably was very good at playing that act.
Right. She was able to make it all the way to Norway.
What?
Yep. And then there she lived as a 13-year-old boy named Adam. And let me tell you, there's pictures of quote-unquote Adam.
This is crazy.
She put a ton of weight on, cut her hair short. She looked exactly like a 13-year-old boy. It is creepy, guys. Do yourself a flavor, as Mark says, and look it up. Oh, God. And I just can't believe she was able to do this so easily yet again.
I gotta pick a random one here.
Yeah.
A douchebag.
That's a good one. Yeah. So Barbara met a lovely couple that truly believed she was a homeless young boy and adopted her. What about birth certificates? What about, I guess, how do you fabricate all that stuff?
I think people...
Or sometimes if you're an orphan, you may not have one. So that's how they get around that.
Sometimes people just try to do the right thing and believe the wrong people.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
So she lived as Adam with the couple for almost a year before she was found. A full year, Barbara was gone. The police still thinking she had been adopted by Clara, possibly, I don't know. Or if the girls talked, maybe they knew that her true identity. I don't know. But it was discovered and she was arrested along with the two sisters who were arrested that day. You know what I mean?
Update really quick in our house.
Yeah.
I am currently petting mascara.
Mascara.
And Sophie is looking in the door like she's going to murder her.
Possibly
me.
That's Sophie's daddy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at her face right now, like, because I'm prime petting. She's like, F you, I'm out.
Oh my God, she's so cute. Those other three individuals that took place were also arrested, but I don't know how they found out in the investigation that came out that they were involved.
Okay.
Let's hear how the punishment for these people went.
It better be really, really firm. Let's just leave it at that.
Let's start with those who were least involved, yet still involved in the torture.
Oh, right.
Jan I can't say the last name. Don't care. Barbara's brother and Hannah Basova, a friend of the family, were both sentenced to 7 years in prison for their part in torturing the boys. Remember, they were the ones that made the boys eat their own flesh.
That's gross.
Yeah. They only got 7 years, guys. Yeah. Gross. Jan Turek was another individual, but just received a suspended sentence. So maybe he didn't do the actual cutting. I don't know.
Oh.
It came out in court that Clara was trying to, quote, break the boys, pretty much rebuild their entire personalities by using the abuse and torture.
Why?
She cried on the stand, blah, 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 and said she only hurt her children because Barbara told her to. That she believed Barbara. This ending part of this horrible story is going to enrage you all. All of you crime creeps, even if you're not a crime creep and you listen, you're listening, you're going to be pissed off at this.
They don't have a choice, though.
Yes.
If they listen, they're a crime creep.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yes. Exactly. Clara Marova was convicted and sentenced to, are you ready?
Oh, no.
9 years in a high security prison.
What?
Only 9 years in a high security prison.
Why?
Don't know. Her sister, Katerina, was sentenced to 10 years in a high security prison. Don't know why she got a year more. Maybe she did more. I don't know. Maybe they thought that Clara was more like brainwashed. I don't know. I don't know what happened at these, I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's just not enough at all.
No.
Barbara or Barbora Skolova, the mastermind of the entire abuse, was sentenced to.
Better be life.
5 years in prison.
What?
Five
the actual
years in prison. She claimed that she did all of this to escape the reality of her own life. I have some more enraging content.
Great.
This next part I'm going to read comes from the Radio Prague International.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
A district court has freed Barbora Skrilova 2.5 years early.
Why?
Her lawyer went in front of the courts and said her psychological condition had not improved in prison. The prosecution maintained that Barbora behaves like a sullen child, but is actually a skilled manipulator. I agree with you, prosecution.
Right.
She will remain on probation for 5 years. Let's talk about this a little bit, shall we?
Sure. Make me more mad.
If her psychological condition was not improving in prison, shouldn't they have put her in a psychological institute to improve her condition?
You would think so.
This woman was able to brainwash two sisters and three other people into thinking it was okay, and I did okay in all caps, to abuse these two young boys, just 9 and 11 years old.
Sickening.
This next part is even more sickening. It's been said that Barbora, I like that. I like that because she's horrible, is nowhere to be found and that she is dangerous, a very dangerous, intelligent psychopath. And why did Clara, like I said, why did she get 9 years but her sister got 10 years?
Mm.
I don't get it. Way too little sentences, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Try as I might, I could not find anything on where the boys are now. I did read that one of the boys, probably the unconscious one, was taken to the hospital for his injuries, and the other boy went to like a children's home. When the brother was released, he was from the hospital. He was also sent to live in the child's home with his brother.
Okay.
And I think, well, I couldn't find anything on, like I said earlier, where their father was at this time. And I couldn't find much info on where they are today or how they're doing. And I'm okay with that. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I hope that they have recovered and got the therapy they needed. And I hope they are living happy lives. Right? I think it's good when you can't find survivors like this because they shouldn't have to be forced to talk about what they went through all the time. And people are curious, and I understand they're curious, but it should be their decision whether they want to talk about what happened to them or not.
Correct.
So if they can't be found, that's great in my book. And I tried my darndest to find out if the sisters were still in jail, but I couldn't find much at all. I sure hope they are, but I mean, so let's think about it, right? So they were sentenced they were convicted in 2008. Who knows when their sentence was? 9 and 10 years. It could possibly be out. I couldn't find anything. Yeah. If you guys can find anything, if you can dig deeper and find where they are, please let me know.
That maths. You're right.
Right?
They're probably out.
So I don't know. Horrible, horrible case. Horrible case.
It's just a gaggle of douchebags, 100%.
All right. If you want to be involved in a cult, here's my thoughts, guys.
Oh, boy.
Thoughts from Charity. Charity's opinions. All right. If you want to be part of a cult, It is a it's free to do so, right? Go do it. Yep. Do whatever you want to do for yourself. The second you are part of that cult, do not drag your children into the cult, right? Because we hear this so many times. The children end up getting into the cult, like the real big ones where the girls get raped by the leader. Sickening. And they end up having kids when they're so young, that type of stuff. Just because that's your belief doesn't mean you should involve your children or hurt your children in any way.
Right.
Anytime they could have just given the children away and said, hey, you know what I mean? Like, did she really think she was doing good for the children by, quote, breaking them?
She couldn't have.
I don't get it.
I just don't feel as if she could have. Come on.
I don't get it.
I don't either. This is sickening, but thank you for ruining my day.
Before we go, can I just tell the creeps something really exciting?
I'm excited.
That when I start to get pictures, maybe I will post them in the Crime Creep page on FB. So.
I'm excited. What are you going to tell
us? I have
us?
A bird feeder.
Oh.
That has a camera.
Really?
You can see the birdies' faces so closely and clear.
This is cool.
And you can like name them and stuff. And I get alerts on my phone. It's so cute.
Oh.
I can't wait. Guys, if you can think of any good birdie names, let me know.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's fine.
Woody.
Oh, I went.
Woody the Woodpecker.
I went for a walk today. And on this particular walk that I go on, I passed the same house.
Okay.
And it has a very large stone bird, a cock.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a cock.
Okay.
It's a bird. It's like a stone bird.
Okay.
And every time I walk by it, I go, that's a big cock. Because it's a big stone. It's very beautiful, actually. It's a beautiful piece of artwork, and I just walk by and ruin it in one little breath.
Is it a dark stone or a light stone?
It's a dark stone. I'll take a picture of it for you next time.
It's true. We'll see you on the next one, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.